Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That's right. You're starting right now on a Football Friday in the Loop. You've got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atatula, hanging with you. A little concerned about Seth, to be completely honest. I'm not going to lie.
He's walking like me in the mornings.
I texted Sean about this in the midst of the show. I was jubilant when I found out that someone had brought him sustenance.
Like, I can feel my ribs moving.
Oh!
Like they're shifting around, but that might just be an intercostal or something.
I don't need to hear that. I didn't need to hear that.
Yeah, so important for our guy to get right. Yeah. But also, like, how important is this game as well? 713-572-4610. That's what's going on the text line. We also have the Twitch and the YouTube going. And, of course,
your transitions
are always there.
Butter, dude.
I'm telling you.
Your transitions are butter.
But, I mean, it comes innately. I don't know if my brain is just wired in a particular way.
He's the transition king, man.
I'm not taking that accolade just yet, but I try. But, I mean, that one is sincere. Like,
we got to talk about something difficult and try to see if he could transition out of that.
Oh, wow. That might be, I don't know how good of a segment that would be, but we might need to, you know, see if y'all can set up an audio obstacles course of sorts. For me to see if I can navigate it. No, I'm sincerely concerned about our guy Seth right now.
Yeah.
What do we got, like a puncture lib or a rib or something?
I don't know.
There's ribs. There's head injuries.
Ribs.
Yeah, he's got it's compounding. That's really the issue. If it was one of all of these things.
He's got plenty of ribs.
Yeah, he's got extra ones to spare.
Yeah.
Is that how they came up with spare ribs?
He's
good. But yeah, how important is this game for the Texans and for all of the parties involved? 713-572-4610. Because there's a lot of folks you can point to.
You know where I'm going to go on this. And
First and foremost. Clearly, you're going to talk about Foley Fatukasi, right?
I am not. neither am I going to talk about Dare Ogunbowale.
You better put some respect on this man.
I respect him.
Hey, that's the reason they won last week, man.
This is what
talk about it. Tell him. Let him know.
We like audience participation, correct? Whether it's Twitch or YouTube or text board.
Although I don't know how much participation I'm going to particularly have, because pulling the curtain back, I realized I did not have my computer plugged in and it is about to die.
It's dead.
It's not actively dead yet, but it's going. I'm watching the life drain out of it.
Raise your hand if you're over 40 years old.
My hand stays down.
Nope, not you, Seth.
Hands in the pockets.
Don't raise your hand, Seth.
Yeah, Seth, don't. Just try not to move too much.
But I think the Astros have, I mean, the Texans have an opportunity via the Astros in terms of how big this game is. On the field, we're going to talk about it. On the field, we know they got to put something out there that wows us a little bit. You know, if you can be wowed a little bit, I want to be wowed a little bit. We want to see, you know, this team not dribble all over itself in some key moments. We know what we want to see on the field. I think if that happens, I think it even compounds itself more off the field and in this city. Because let's talk about what we're going to see. You and I were talking about it before the game. I mean, before the show, which is a game for us. Like H-Town Blue. You know, the colors, they're passing out towels to everybody there. It's going to be raucous. They have an 80%+ footprint of the nation watching them. It's one of those things that when this team takes the field, there isn't going to be anybody looking at their phone at Astros games, at an Astros game. There isn't going to be anybody talking about the Astros. The Astros are out. And what I'm saying is, and maybe it's more of a question, do you feel like the Astros' loss, as bitter as it was, is kind of the Texans' gain in terms of it's open? You know, the palette is there. You can paint your own picture. The city could be yours, but you got to do it on the field. You know, they both go together. If you put together, if let's say C.J. Stroud puts together a transcendent-type performance, that might be it. The Texans might just be the dominant force in this city. That's what I feel.
Yeah, and the city is waiting for it, too. Like, the city wants that to be the case. The city is clamoring for that opportunity. So I think that is very much an opportunity that lays before this team, is an opportunity to galvanize the city behind it in a way that we've seen the city come behind the Astros recently. And, I mean, in history again behind the Rockets and, of course, like behind the Oilers. Well, this is really a shot. And we've talked about this in some degrees with just the way that the Texans are going forward in general. I have been a big I've benefited greatly from that, is walking into a city that's like, yo, this football team is exciting. I was talking about it at the event that we were at, yeah, NRG Stadium with some folks where they were like, you know, sales types. And so they often have, you know, tickets that are, you know, given to them to maybe give to someone else. Mm-hmm. And there was a point in time where, you know, people were, they had tickets that they couldn't give away, that yeah, they were like, I don't know, I don't want to deal with traffic. That's not the case right now.
No.
And it could balloon even more so, mm-hmm, with a win here. And I think that is because this game is important on the field as well.
Yeah, like, it's a marquee game.
This is a measuring stick game, and maybe the truest sense of the word, in that we've seen this team and they've gotten wins, but they have not been convincing in the question of, are you truly contenders that really can go and compete against the best of the league?
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember exactly who I was listening to, but they made a point that I, you know, begrudgingly had to admit was valid.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been Mike Florio, that, hey, this Texans team, they won 10 games last year and all that, but I don't know that they beat a team that they weren't supposed to beat.
Right.
Like, they beat the teams they were supposed to beat, and they lost to probably the teams that they were supposed to lose to.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that kind of profile, you're looking at a team, as described, that's, you know, okay, that's fine, but they're not somebody to write home about. Like, it was nice, mm-hmm, on a curve because, yeah, oh, wow, you weren't supposed to be here yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I think this Bills game gives you the opportunity to prove, probably to yourself, but then also to the footballing world,
yeah,
that no, this isn't just a team that's going to take what's supposed to be given to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go take more than that and have the possibility of being a nuisance to everybody. And not a nuisance in the way that we're talking about the Titans where they're the, yeah, ankle biters. A nuisance in that they can mess up your whole game.
Yeah, no, and what you just said there is kind of where I was going to go as well. The Texans have transformed themselves from a marketing and public relations perspective. But you can have all the marketing and public relations and good vibes and Paul Wall and, you know, Bun B and wearing the colors.
Oh, that made me even more excited.
And all that. But here's the thing. You can have all that you want. But at some point, it has to happen on the field.
Yeah.
It has to happen on the field. And that's where I'm saying, like, the Astros are sort of out of sight right now. If you make it happen on the field, this team will take over this city, could start taking over this city. And one of the texters, I believe from the 281, said, you got to be delusional. Until they win a Super Bowl, it's not going to happen. Oilers didn't win a Super Bowl. I've never seen anything like it in my life, or very few, like what this city was like when the Oilers. That's why I said, if you're over 40, raise your hand. You know, they didn't win a Super Bowl. I'm talking even the 90s Oilers didn't win a Super Bowl. They captivated this city. They dominated, you know, every news outlet, every storyline, everything that happened. So, no, that I don't agree with that. If you can start doing this, then you get the city in the palms of your hand, and there's never been a better. I think the best opportunity for the Texans since 2020 at the point, but it was 2019 season when they had that lead against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's what the Texans have this weekend.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah, and I think that I hear you, what you're saying with the Astros, with the championships and everything, but, and this comes in from the 832 immediately as I'm about to say it, football is just different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, the Astros have been incredible. Some people will, you know, kind of quibble about the idea or the term of like a dynasty around that. But even the fact that you have a reasonable conversation about it means something great,
yeah,
to what the Astros have been able to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And yet and still, if you get to a place where you're legitimately pushing for the Super Bowl, even if you're not actually finishing it off and,
yeah,
winning it, if you are amongst that elite tier in the NFL, it is something entirely different. And maybe we're able to, the way that you can try and wave that away is maybe indicative of the fact that the Texans just haven't been there in a very, very, very long time.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. And you begin to give yourself some level of proof in that regard if you do go out and play well, mm-hmm, against the Bills, but specifically if you go out there and win. And it's a fair thing that comes in again on the text line. And again, that number is 713-572-4610. Don't forget, the Vikings game was also supposed to be a measuring stick, and you failed woefully.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yes. But the Bills are still different from the Vikings. The Bills have been there. The Bills have been on the brink. They're kind of like what, you know, speaking of the Oilers, what the Oilers were. They have a proven commodity. They have that quarterback that is, a star in this league. I think it's even different from then. And, yes, they could have done it against the Vikings. I think this is going to be even different, even more different.
Yeah. So that is like the larger narrative portion of this. Even on the field, a great point comes in. This could be a tiebreaker type game.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, like this is a Bills team that we fully expect to be in that postseason run, especially deep in the playoffs for the NFL, because they have been, as you mentioned, like this is a team that has been there, and they have been unfortunate to run up against the likes of the Kansas City Chiefs often. But that they have that axe to grind in some ways. And so if you can manage to get some level of leg up by getting a win, a potential tiebreaker in those circumstances, that matters. And I'm amazed that we were able to make it 12 minutes in without talking about Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. How about that?
Right? Like that whole revenge element of this, it feels realer than, I mean, and again, it's kind of funny because the other measuring stick game that you had on the season was also one of those situations. But this one is fresher. This mm-hmm. one we've seen drummed up in a different way than the Vikings game. And I think it's because this game is going to be even more visible to the national public in a way. It feels like it's necessary to go out there. And you can feel that from the team itself. Like mm-hmm. the players are talking about how important it is. And even D'Amico Ryans can't fully coach speak it away to just every game and whatever. He's like, no, you'd be lying to say mm-hmm. that it did not mean more. And so if it feels like the entirety of the team is leaning into the aspect of they want to, win one for get Diggs in some way.
I think they are. I think it's kind of mostly unspoken and downplayed. But there's no question. I mean, there is absolutely no question from the Bills' perspective, too. From the Bills' perspective, from the Texans' perspective, Diggs is going to be the focal point. And I actually feel like Diggs is going to have a big game. I mean, this just seems to, not necessarily force-fed, but I think he's going to be in the mix. And I think he's going to want to raise his game. I'm like Sean was saying, I'm looking forward to that first big first down catch and just kind of the theater of it all. That's what's going to be great about this.
Another thing is, and we'll talk more about this as we really dig even further into like the matchups of this, mm-hmm. is that this might be an opportunity. And when you talk about measuring stick, this the part that you're really measuring for me, can you run the football?
Yeah.
That has been a question that has been raised during the course of the season. And unfortunately, the answer has been really unsatisfactory for the most part, even to the point where a game where you ran the football fine kind of felt really good last week.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, I'm in this place where you're coming up against a Bills team that is kind of conceding the run and is not very good at playing the run. Seth has mentioned many times this week how they get into some of these packages and they're pretty small, light in the butt in some ways. And so if you cannot get out there and have some level of success in the run, also acknowledging the fact that Bobby Slowick has basically talked about mm-hmm. how they had not necessarily been executing the way that they wanted to run the football quite well after week one. And so maybe they feel like they're getting back around to that. If you're getting back around to that and you're coming up against a Bills team that doesn't stop the run well,
mm-hmm.
you need to be able to run the football well this week, or else I'm going to have I don't even know if questions there. I feel like at that point you're going to have definitive answers.
Yeah, but that's why this all ties in together as why it's such an important game and sort of a turning point potentially type game. Because on the field it has to happen, and on the field it leads to the run game and all these big issues that we've talked about this week that they're trying to answer, starting with the offensive line. Then of course that ties in with the run game, and like you beat the Bills, it's going to be a good win no matter what, because it's the Bills and they've got they're that team that can really get it done. But I think it we talked about style points last week. I think some style points come into play. I'm not going to say it's all about that, but it come into play this week, too, with offensive line and run game, et cetera.
Yeah, and now you catch me on Monday. If they win this game and it doesn't look, the style points aren't there. Right.
Yeah.
But my tone will be very different than these other instances.
What I'm saying is, in terms of big picture, people still wondering about this or that after savoring the victory. But if it's an impressive win and you get things done, things start rolling.
Yeah, really excited to see this one. Noon kickoff, NRG Stadium. Be early, be loud. Rep H-Town, as it's a H-Town game. I feel like the people are going to be real excited when they are able to get in the stadium or at least see the stadium on television if you're at the crib or what have you. Because it looks fun, and I feel like the vibe is just going to be incredible with this particular theme game.
And the Bills are going to travel. I mean, we know that.
Yeah, that's another reason why it's important. You got to make sure to defend home turf.
The Texans have been very adamant about
hide your tables.
Oh my gosh,
hide your tables.
Oh my gosh. The Texans have been very adamant about try not to sell your tickets to the Bills fans. It's kind of hard to find to know.
Yeah,
they're going to be around. There's a big Bills presence in Houston anyway. I'm sure like all NFL teams. The vibe, man. The vibe in the building is going to be outside the building. It's going to be terrific.
Yeah, I'm excited for tailgating, getting the feel. I was kind of shocked at the amount of Bears fans at the home opener, and so I'm sure that when we get out there to tailgate, in some ways, I'm going to be looking and seeing just what's the percentage, what's the split, how many people.
It's gonna be
showed
a big number
up,
of Bills fans.
I'm interested.
It's going to be a big number of Bills fans, and I think percentage wise, I wouldn't be surprised if it's 20% of the crowd. What do you think, Figgy? You've been to a bunch of these.
Yeah, I think it's gonna. I think it's gonna be about 15. I'm a go with 15.
Okay. Okay.
Because a lot of people are super excited for this game. They're super excited for the Rep and H-Town Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. I know, look, I don't want nobody to sell their tickets. But I wouldn't be mad if a Bills fan like overpaid for a pair of tickets.
See, that's the thing.
Like, I wouldn't. Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and get mad at you. Mm-hmm. But now I think a lot of people really want to go to this game.
Ooh, y'all might be a little low. If this is any level of like small indicator from the 832, they said they have over 3,000 people coming to their Bills pregame Saturday.
Probably. I believe it. But to be fair, a lot of these things are on message boards and all that. There's only going to be like one that big.
Yeah, maybe. You know? Yeah. Well, the thing about it is the Bills Mafia or whatever, they coordinate very well.
Right.
And so they pick dates.
So
and they
this
show
has
up.
Been spread around.
I do wonder if this has been something that from 4 weeks ago that they've, and further obviously, that they've kind of had some level of inroads. They've kind of sunk their claws into in some way. So. Yeah, be loud, be proud.
It's going to be fun, man.
It is going to be a fun football game. You'll be able to hear that here on Sports Radio 610. Pregame starts at 9 with our guys, Sean and Seth. They'll get you going and getting you ready for that game. Coming up next, we're just getting going in the loop on a Football Friday ahead of this game. Let's talk a little bit more about these Texans as we've gotten some injury news. In fact, we got some interesting injury news yesterday and even more this morning. We'll break that down next.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com